How excited are you that you're going to be having your veterans out there?
I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to this, as I'm sure every coach in the league has. You know, whether you want to focus on the original August 4th date or whether you want to try to ignore it, it was an issue for all of us, because even though we have a 90 number, you know, we do have some issues trying to balance everything up. And then when you've got a couple of guys that, as we do, that go on PUP, your numbers are affected, and yet you want to develop and move on with your players, and you're just hoping that those 16 guys that are standing there watching are learning while they are. And so what we'll do this afternoon is I want to move them all forward at the same time, and these people would not be ready to go in pads, so we'll put our guys in shells for a couple days. And our players, all of our players, will participate in practice, and they all will get reps. And the newer and the guys that are stepping out there for the first time this fall will be able to advance accordingly. And so we're going to do that, and then come back together and put the pads back on in a couple of practices, ready to go.
And Pee-wee's been cleared, but is there any caution on your
end? Not necessarily, no. No, he's ready to go. You know, he's chomping at the bit. He really is. And we've been given medical clearance, period.
Back in February, I think, you said that you thought that Brandon Jacobs could have gotten more carries last year, a little more work. Is that still part of the plan that you think for this season for him?
Oh, I think it is a part of the plan, and we'd like to see that happen. And I think between our runners, we've always, you know, had two, maybe three around here that contributed, and we're excited about having a chance to do that again.
Tom, Travis Beckham, you know, slot move, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember he did line up at tight end a couple times last year. He had some injuries.
Yep.
Can he do that full time? I mean, is that a possibility?
Well, it's a possibility. You'd have to change some things in the run game to be able to do that. But he had a couple of nice blocks down in the green zone last night that were pretty physical. But you know, he is a special skill set, if you will, and you certainly would like to take full advantage of that skill set. You know, he's always been a guy that's been special teams, personnel combination kind of a player that you used accordingly. We've blocked him inside from the fullback position this fall. We put him on the edge and done that with him, and we've lined him up at the point. You certainly don't want to do that all the time and run the power or whatever right at him, but he can do it.
He did okay in that last year. I remember quite a bit, maybe a little surprising at all. Mm-hmm. Point of attack. Last night he seemed to have a really good practice here.
He had two or three real outstanding plays, and good. I was glad to see that. You know, but in addition, Ballard came along. But he had a nice night. He blocked well last night. So, it's we're going to need people to be very good at what they do when called upon to do it.
Are you any closer with Prince?
You know, I can't. I don't know what's going on today. From what I gathered yesterday, for example, we were prepared to have him in here right away. So I would have, I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody yet today.
No, it's only been a couple of days. What have you seen from Herzlich?
He's playing in the Mike spot, you know. He's moved pretty well. I think he's moving better, perhaps, than he did a year ago. And, you know, he's smart, competitive. He's played special teams. So, you know, it's all about advancing. You know, it's advancing for him. And everybody's cheering for him.
Is he somewhere in between where he was last year and before his diagnosis?
Well, I won't know that until we practice a little bit more. Yeah. As you know, he's a great college player. I mean, he had all the numbers to go with it. You know?
So we had the first full pad practice yesterday, and now I said we're going back to shells.
We are.
And that's going to be for several days.
No, two.
2 days. Is this something that you really had to be flexible with? Is it something you anticipated, or something you had a decision to make quickly?
No. Once we knew about this August 4th thing, I didn't focus on the guys not practicing. I focused on the guys practicing. But when it came down to, okay, these people are going to be available, Now, we have to be smart about that, too, trying to be smart about everything else. So here's what we'll do so that we can, you know, integrate the whole group, move forward, advance, let these guys take snaps without standing around saying, wait a minute, you can't go. You're not ready for that play. You know, you're out. So I'm not going to get into that. So we're going to do the smart thing.
Tom, if the CBA is not approved, you have plan A and plan B.
You know what? You've been pulling a bunch of that this fall. Here's what I did. Tuck asked me that. What's the plan if we don't? I said, we're approving the CBA, and you guys are all practicing today. So I'm not going to look at that one. In other words, I changed this schedule in order to accommodate everybody. And I have another schedule, which, God forbid, we have to go back to it. We'll do it. Nothing that I can report. No.
Kevin Boss was out in Oakland last night, according to the report. You still hopeful he comes back here?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope the message is, Kevin, come on, get in here.
Were you in contact with him yesterday?
We went back and forth. I left him a message. He left me a message. I left him a message, and I didn't hear back from him. So.
Could be a stalling tactic.
Could be.
Thing else?
I don't know if he would have that strategy.